Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Our program is sponsored by GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and you can find them at growmark.com. In this week's program, I am going to share a conversation with Diane Martin, Ray and Kaiser. It was just a little over a year ago that we spoke, and that was part of an ongoing series of interviews that I've been doing this past year with leadership at various agencies. Since Ray and Kaiser sponsors our weekly Zim poll, I thought it might be nice to visit with Diane and see how things have gone with the agency for the last year. Diane, it's great to talk to you here on this week of the holidays when we're kind of in between Christmas and New Year's. And it's been about a year since we spoke and talked about the agency and how things were going, some of the new initiatives that you've undertaken. I thought it might be a great opportunity to follow that up and see how things are going here a year later. So why don't you maybe just give us a little bit of an overview of how things are going with Ray and Kaiser?
Well, thanks, Chuck. I would have to say that things are going well. For example, we've celebrated some key client milestones, including a 30-year anniversary with GrowMark, and are approaching 26 years with Bayer and the work we've done with Bayer and its legacy companies. So it's good to be able to celebrate those long-term client relationships. Another exciting thing that's been happening at Ray and Kaiser in that while ag continues to be our foundation industry, we're continuing to diversify our business, which is one of our key goals to average out the odds as different industries succeed and suffer through economic cycles. We've added some new clients in higher education and in construction equipment, and I added a pro bono client, Canine Health Foundation, which is affiliated with the AKC, and they do research specifically for dog breeds that ultimately also have implications for human health research as well. So that's from the client front. And then we've been kind of going through a cultural revolution here at the agency where we work hard to be collaborative and nimble and infuse maverick spirit that we've seen help us deliver stronger plans and harder working work for the client. A great example of some things that we're doing in this revolution would be we have regular Great Work Showcases. And while obviously the goal is to share work and development, we all know that they have a tendency of sometimes being boring for those in the audience. And our team has infused, there's always food, more dynamic presentations, some humor, and even some costuming that makes it much more enjoyable, but also more memorable and more educational in those sessions where we're talking not just about that work and product, but how we got there.
Well, that just
so those are some things.
Yeah, that sounds like some real interesting. I was just this picture in my mind as you were talking about how some of these might go. I can only imagine. But
we had Lederhosen in October.
It sounds like something we should find on YouTube. I'm just saying, but
we can go to our Facebook page.
Okay. Well, so it really sounds like you're staying pretty busy. Let's just maybe go back on the ag side and comment on how that segment, that industry is going, not only for Ray and Kaiser, but just sort of your outlook maybe a little bit as we're going into a new year.
That's a good question to start with. But, we talk about it quite a bit here. It's been with ag being our primary category. It's been rewarding that ag has been the darling of Wall Street, and we've seen even with changes in how clients invest their dollars, it's still rewarding to be working with organizations that have a need for agency relationships and, more importantly, are supporting an industry that we think is going to continue to be pretty strong for the next few years. Obviously, my crystal ball or our crystal ball is usually cloudy and cracked, but all indicators are if you're reading the business journals and watching a lot of the other other ag newsletters, we're optimistic that there isn't a bubble in the immediate headlights.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of my read on things too, from what I've seen, heard, and read. So with this cultural change and sort of the branching out into some other industry areas, how about from the staff side? I think I know that you have added to the team or had a couple of occasions of that during the course of last year. Just talk maybe a little bit about your team that you've got now.
You know, I'm really proud of the team that we've assembled. I think we have a nice diverse group of experiences and talents on our team. We've challenged all of our staffers to definitely bring forward a more strategic orientation to how they're thinking about clients' business, our business. And part of our hiring strategy, when we started hiring back in the summer of 2010, was having a good digital focus in how they think about what they do, how they do their business, because it doesn't matter what discipline you work in, digital intersects all of the communications disciplines. So that's been, from a staffing standpoint, very important. Another area that we have invested in and think is very critical is, tying back to your question about agriculture, is making sure that our teams are conversant on broad issues on agriculture or other client industries. So we have an initiative to build our staff's IQ. We've had outside speakers come in. We've built some information sharing databases. We've developed some wikis so that as we're learning about trends in what's going on with commodity markets or La Nina or El Nino, we can share some points of view so that we have something to talk about other than product features and benefits with our clients.
Well, I think that certainly makes sense and can only be very positive and helpful for the work you're doing with your clients. Anything else that you might want to point out to people that is about Rahan Kaiser and what you're doing that maybe they don't know or you'd really like them to know?
You know, that's a good question, and if we had the rest of the night, I could probably list off about 40 things. But there's a lot of things that we're doing for clients that we're proud of in terms of the work that we're doing and the types of work. But I'm really proud of what our group, and I'm really excited about what we're doing with our cultural revolution, and also just even thinking about evolving the agency from a business standpoint. And when I took over running the agency last year, one of our initiatives was to be able to streamline and make us more efficient internally, which of course always benefits the clients in that we have more time to think rather than moving paper around. But we've successfully reduced cycle times in the creative process. We've shortened our monthly financial cycles and have simplified our workflow processes, and we're actually just onboarding with Social Bridge, which is much like a workplace community where we can share feedback, we can upload, download files. So it's a project management software, but it's also just a community to have dialogue relating to the work, mm-hmm. whether it's client work or our own work. So we're really excited about some of the things we're doing to be sure that the energy is directed where it needs to be directed.
Anything that you see as a particular challenge that still needs some work or development? Like, for example, I think maybe we spoke about this a year ago, when it comes to a lot of the new digital channels and tools that you've got, it is a challenge to show return on investment on some of that. And I think that might be one area, but what are the things that you might see that really are still presenting some challenges for you that you'd like to continue to work on as we look forward?
That's another great question, and I think one of the areas that is a challenge, but it's probably a challenge for every agency, is putting more meat behind the measurement that we do with our clients. And obviously, as we start a campaign, we work very hard to set the measurable objectives, and you know, sometimes there just isn't funding available for the critical studies that need to be done to benchmark progress. So, you know, we sometimes have to be creative in how we report and learn from what was accomplished. You know, we're trying to move our teams from measuring much more than just the output, but thinking about what the outcome of the work was or how that impacted the marketplace, whether it was increased sales, increased message retention. But measurement is we believe is going to become increasingly important, and everybody is challenged to think about accountability, not just doing cool stuff.
Yeah. Although there's a lot to be said for some of that cool stuff, you know.
You're
it's
right.
Fun. It's fun. That's why it's cool, you know.
Yep.
Well, really, that's kind of, I think, a good kind of comprehensive overview of how things are going with Ray and Kaiser, and sounds like it's going great. We certainly appreciate your support. We are now just a little over a year doing what I think is kind of a unique, really about first of its kind, weekly online poll with questions that are of current topics and issues, and sometimes it's sometimes to be just kind of fun and not so serious, although some of them have been. But we're going to continue to do with your support, and I think it's been a very interesting project to be involved with.
Well, thanks, and we've enjoyed the partnership and have actually occasionally even been able to weave some of the results from the polls and discussions with our clients. So,
wow.
It's been fun and we think productive.
All righty. Well, I just, again, thank you very much, Diane, for taking time to speak with me here. We certainly wish everybody at Ray and Kaiser a great holiday season, and look forward to a very prosperous 2012.
Great. Thank you, Chuck, and same wishes to you and your group.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.